Girls are smart. Every equation you do is a form of art. It's time to get together. Fly rockets, build a house, and control the weather with math.
Math.
Yes. Who here likes math is not a man. You could be a female mathematician.
Welcome to Girls Talk Math, the podcast where we celebrate women who have made a significant contribution to the field of mathematics, a historically male-dominated field. We're your hosts, Caroline,
JJ,
Soshika,
and Ashna.
In today's episode, our focus is Dr. Hortensia Soto, a remarkable mathematician and educator from Colorado State University. We had the honor of interviewing Dr. Soto, and snippets of the interview will be included in this episode as she walks us through her journey in the field and lessons she learned along the way.
We are excited to delve into her inspiring journey, her major contributions to mathematics, and the impact she continues to make in the field.
Dr. Soto's work has not only advanced the field of mathematics, but also paved the way for underrepresented groups, particularly Hispanic women, to excel in STEM fields. Her commitment to mathematics education and her passion for empowering young students are truly remarkable. But to truly appreciate Dr. Soto's accomplishments, let's start with a brief look into her life.
Let's start at the beginning. She was born in the mid-1960s in Belén del Refugio, Jalisco, Mexico. When she was just 1 year old, her family moved to Nebraska, where she grew up. Dr. Soto was the second of 9 children and was an avid learner early on. Even so, this does not mean she was without obstacles at the start.
But what's really important is that despite the obstacles in her path, Dr. Soto persevered. And her determination and passion for mathematics, paired with an excellent high school math teacher, led her to pursue higher education.
I will give credit to my high school math teacher, who I felt was ahead of his time in terms of teaching and really set up a classroom where we discovered, where we worked together, where we presented. And for me, it was just a lot of fun. It was like a little puzzle every time. So I loved that.
Dr. Soto earned her bachelor's degree in mathematics at Cadron State College in 1988, followed by a master's in mathematics education at the same institution in 1989. Afterwards, she went on to obtain a master's degree in mathematics from the University of Arizona in 1994 and a PhD in mathematics education from the University of Northern Colorado in 1996, becoming the first person in her family to receive a PhD.
Wow, that's a whole lot of school. From there, Dr. Soto continued her work in education as a professor.
Dr. Soto's career in mathematics education has been extensive and impactful. She's held various positions at different universities in Colorado, including the University of Southern Colorado and University of Northern Colorado. At these colleges, she became an associate and full professor, respectively. In these roles, she used community building and play, which she'll explain, to engage and inspire her students.
The biggest thing for me is always to create a community in the classroom. That's the first thing I always work on. So just simple things like learning students' names is a big thing. So creating community is a big part. And that means community between me and them, but also between themselves. And so I have students work together. I try to emulate what my high school math teacher did, I guess. But really, I try to be excited about it, and not try, I am excited about it. And I create different ways for students to learn the mathematics by play. They play in a way where the mathematics isn't formal, and then I use their language from their discoveries to shift the language to something that I call mathematize the language to bring out the formal aspects of mathematics.
Dr. Soto also employed visual learning tactics to impart concepts that were harder to visualize on her students. One such event was during Dr. Soto's time teaching.
We were doing stereographic projection, and I have these Lennard spheres, which are these clear spheres. And so I have the students imagine what the projection would look like of a different surface on the sphere. And so initially the students were imagining like a pencil going through their sphere and extending it like with a piece of string or something to see where it would land, where it would map to on the plane. And one of the students just got up and he put his arms up above his head so that his pointer fingers touched. And so like he imagined he had a great circle. And in that process of imagination, of imagining, he simply extended his arms out and he knew that that was going to therefore map to the x-axis. And so just that to me was fascinating, watching that in process, and that the students can learn to imagine if we just provide them a space to do that.
One of her most notable contributions is the creation of a summer program called Las Chicas de Matemáticas, a camp specifically designed to inspire high school girls to pursue mathematics.
The whole inspiration for creating a math camp was because I was a counselor when I was an undergraduate for a math camp, and it was for middle school kids. And one of the things that I noticed there was that the boys seemed to take over, and especially at the middle school grades, that's very typical. And so I remember thinking, one day I want to have my own camp for just girls. And so that's the inspiration for that. And the inspiration for the name that I selected for Las Chicas de Matemáticas is not just to exclude and be exclusive to Hispanic girls, but I wanted it to be inviting to Hispanic girls because I am a Mexican. And so I really wanted to touch the lives of others who are like me.
Dr. Soto believed in empowering the young women at this camp by surrounding them with role models like herself and camp counselors from diverse backgrounds so the campers could see that, no matter their background, they too were capable of excelling in math.
My big thing is that we all need role models, and we all have role models, and our role models don't have to look like us, and it's nice when they do. And so I just wanted to offer something where other young women could serve as role models for these high school girls, whether it was myself because I was Hispanic for the Hispanic girls, whether it was a camp counselor who came from underfunded schools. So for example, rural schools that are typically underfunded. So I'd have camp counselors who were also from diverse areas. And so again, my big thing was simply, and it continues to be, is to serve as a role model for other young women.
Wise words indeed. Funnily enough, we happen to be participating in a mathematical institute similar to Las Chicas de Matemáticas called Girls Talk Math at UNC Chapel Hill. Dr. Soto also played a significant role in Project Next, New Experiences in Teaching, a program that supports new PhD graduates in mathematical sciences. In addition to all of that, Dr. Soto has been elected as the president of the Mathematical Association of America, otherwise known as the MAA. She began her term in 2022 and will continue to serve as president until 2024. This is an incredible achievement and a testament to her contributions and leadership in the field of mathematics. As the president of the MAA, Dr. Soto will have a significant impact on shaping the future of mathematics education, research, and outreach. We had the honor of having her here to discuss her plans and vision for the association during her tenure.
It is a huge role. It is a huge responsibility. And I think one of the things that's really important for me is to promote emotional intelligence. We talk about intelligence, for example, like knowing mathematics. So it's like knowing things. That's the intelligence that our educational system is about. But there's also emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is about empathy. How do we create empathetic spaces for our communities? And that's a big part of the work that I do in my teaching also, is just how do we listen? How do we encourage? And so, for example, when you ask about how do we help students from underrepresented groups, how do we encourage students who want to pursue mathematics? Part of that is emotional intelligence. And it's trying to be empathetic in terms of putting ourselves in other people's shoes. And so that's part of emotional intelligence, is listening, asking questions, not saying, I think the way we got to do this is this way, or we're going to do it this way, but I have an idea, but what is your idea? And so I'm really trying to promote that, because mathematics is so important in helping to resolve issues around the world. And a lot of the issues that we have to deal with right now are social issues. And we can't deal with those and think about those logically until we bring in our mental intelligence, our physical intelligence, and especially our emotional intelligence, which entails compassion. Mm-hmm. That's how we will begin to resolve some of the social issues that we're encountering right now in our society. I truly believe that.
Through her involvement and dedication towards advancing emotional learning and intelligence, Dr. Soto has helped countless individuals in their teaching and research endeavors, fostering a strong network of peers in the field and setting them up for success.
Besides that, Dr. Soto's research is focused on the relationship between a person's body, behavior, and their learning and teaching experiences through a recent research project. Her work in embodied mathematical imagination and cognition has shed light on new approaches to teaching mathematics and understanding how students learn. This is especially important in improving teaching methods for students with different learning styles.
Physical intelligence. So, for example, athletes make use of physical intelligence. But when I create these play spaces for my students, that's also physical intelligence, because it's our body telling our brain what we need to know. And in fact, there's research, and that's the research that I do, is how we learn through our bodies.
She has also actively contributed to Project Promises, Pathways with Regional Outreach and Mathematics Excellence for Student Achievement in STEM, an initiative that aims to improve STEM education for underserved students through regional outreach and mathematics excellence.
Dr. Soto's dedication to cultural diversity in education has truly made a significant impact on both teachers and students alike. How does she keep up with all of it without getting burnt out? Let's hear it from the woman in question herself.
I'm going to be very honest with how do I try to keep it all together and something that helps me. There's two things. One is yoga, because it quiets me down. It forces me to shut my mind down and to just be in the moment and not be problem solving like we're generally doing in mathematics. And the second one is prayer. I very much believe in that, and I start by gratitude. So for me, it's about being grateful. And so I start my day by journaling the things that I'm grateful for. And again, that's a time for me to just quiet my mind down and not be problem solving or worrying about the next thing that I have to do, but really just being grateful for the things that I have accomplished and the opportunities and the challenges that are before me, and that hopefully I can play a role in some of those things.
That brings us to the end. Today, we have explored the incredible journey of Dr. Hortensia Soto, a mathematician, educator, and advocate for diversity in STEM.
Her contributions to mathematics education, her dedication to empowering young students, and her commitment to creating inclusive learning environments have left an indelible mark on the field.
Before we go, let's share the most interesting fact we've learned today about Dr. Soto. I'll go ahead and start us off. During our time with Dr. Soto, we asked about what areas or topics she thought were intriguing or promising for further exploration as the field of mathematics continues to grow. I thought her answer to this was incredibly insightful.
I would certainly say that AI has a huge, huge role in the way in which mathematics research is going to develop. And so I would say AI and data science. Data science is very prominent in the field right now, and there's lots of work to be done there. Data science and math modeling and statistics, I would say those three are the key in terms of helping us to answer problems, especially as they relate to social issues. But artificial intelligence is going to play a huge part in the direction in which mathematics research moves, especially because there are things, you know, there's the millennium problems that have yet to be proved. And I think that AI might open the door to be able to solve some of those problems also.
My favorite part of Dr. Soto's insights during the interview was when she explained to us how she kept her students excited and appreciative of math, even when the concepts weren't directly applicable to their daily lives.
It's not so much about are you going to use it, because I'm not in an applied math field at all. And so I really don't care if I ever use it for anything. For me, it's about appreciating it and making connections to things that they already know. So, for example, when I teach non-Euclidean geometry and we talk about hyperbolic geometry and spherical geometry and Euclidean geometry, and the students might think, oh, well, I don't know why I'm learning all this. But then when we talk about how the universe is growing and that it appears to be connected to hyperbolic geometry, then that kind of intrigues them a little bit. So I just kind of put in little snippets of connections. But for me, it's about appreciating what it is that they're doing. And again, having them play, connect, talk about it. And that it really is just this discovery.
Universe expansion. Wow, now that's something I'd love to study. Dr. Soto also shared with us some advice for young women who are interested in pursuing a career in mathematics or STEM fields, but face obstacles or self-doubt.
I always tell people this, that there's people in your corner. There's always people in our corner. And so just be on the lookout and really stick to those groups of people who will support you and who will clap for you and who will cheer you on. And that it's not easy, because it isn't. You probably all know that. It's hard, and there's times that it's harder than others. But as long as we believe in ourselves, and sometimes that belief in ourselves really comes from others, we're going to make it.
I personally really loved hearing about Dr. Soto's strong connection to and support system of her family, from which, fun fact, she has 191 first cousins. She also shared that motherhood really changed her life for the better.
Motherhood is such an important part of my life. I love being a mom, and I never thought about what it was going to be like to be a mom, and being a mom just completely shifted everything for me, because my son is, he came first. And I have a huge extended family, and they're just so proud of me. You know, I have 191 first cousins, and they are all so proud that I'm the first one to get a PhD in the family. So I have a lot of cheerleaders on my side, and that's why I say there are always people who will support you. Always.
As we conclude this episode, we want to emphasize the importance of celebrating the achievements of women like Dr. Soto. By highlighting their stories and their remarkable contributions, we hope to inspire the next generation of mathematicians and STEM leaders. Let's close off with a message from her to our listeners.
You know, just enjoy it and know that there's lessons to be learned from the failures. So even if you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't do that right, it's okay. It's okay. There's a lesson to be learned there. And just keep moving forward. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will continue to showcase the incredible women who have shaped the world of mathematics. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember that math is for everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Girls Talk Math.
Before we go, let's share the most interesting fact we've learned today about Dr. Soto. What?
I don't know why I started laughing.
During our time with Dr. Soto, we asked about what areas or topics she thought were intriguing or promising for first. Okay, let's just redo that real quick.
My favorite part of Dr. Soto's insights during the interview was when she even when the concepts weren't directly applicable.
Universe expansion. Well,
it's fine. We can put music over it.
Okay, that wasn't that loud. Okay.
Girls are smart. Every equation you do is a form of art. It's time to get together. Fly rockets, build a house, and control the weather with math.
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 Math!
Yes. Who here likes math is not a man. You could be a
female mathematician.